downgrade. Mm-hmm. But I don't know now. Listen, I tell you something else now. It's a car. I used to drink. Mm-hmm. And this particular environment, mm-hmm. you would hear these words used. Mm-hmm. But now, I mean, association with the people that the people that I associate with now, they have no reason to use that word. Mm-hmm. And it's been years since I've heard it used. Mm-hmm. But there you go again. You take people around a bar room or somewhere like that, it would use this word queer I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Meaning just having sexual meaning.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But they never did do it with the true meaning. They would just say, well, he was a queer. This is where it's associated with sex. Mm-hmm. And then, hey, Lucy's queer. And I didn't mean to say that she was queer. Mm-hmm. I mean, in this sex meaning. Mm-hmm. But she acted queer, like she was crazy, mm-hmm. wasn't just right. Mm-hmm. Had no sex implication at all.
Mm-hmm. And say someone who's real sure of his doing things his way, you know, won't listen to anyone else, won't, there's no use arguing with him.
Bullheaded.
Huh?
Bullheaded.
Okay. Any other words like that?
Stubborn.
Okay. And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
Headstrong. I don't know.
Or say if there's one subject that you know that you can't tease someone about, you know, like you say
Okay, well now she can dish it out, but she can't take it.
Or you say you better not
joke with her.
Or bring that subject up with her. She's awfully, when it comes to that, she's still awfully
sensitive.
Yeah, that's the meaning.
Touchy.
Okay.
That's a touchy subject with her.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. And you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
Take it so seriously.
And he'd get so...
aggravated.
Mm-hmm. Or all of a sudden he just got real...
mad.
Okay.
Now, they wouldn't say angry. I mean, he'd get mad.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What is the difference to you between angry and mad?
Angry is just a more sophisticated name for mad.
And say if someone was about to lose their temper, you might tell them to just keep...
cool.
Or keep...
keep your cool.
Or another thing you might say...
calm.
Huh?
Calm.
Okay. And say if you had been working very hard, you'd say that you were very...
tired.
Any other expression?
Pooped.
Okay. Or you might, if you were really tired, you'd say, I'm just completely...
exhausted.
Or... use an expression, wear out, instead of just...
Wore out. Completely wore out.
Okay. And say if...
That's commonly used.
Uh-huh.
Very common now.
Say if someone came home early from school, you might say, well, the school nurse sent him home because he
was sick? The nurse?
Yeah. Or you might say he was sick. Well, you say, say if someone was in the hospital, you mm-hmm. might ask, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it that he...
took sick.
Okay. And say if a person had been out in the rain and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running and nose was running, you'd say that he...
taking a bad cold.
Did he what?
Taking a bad cold.
Or if it had already happened, you'd say he... what?
Caught. Hmm? Caught a bad cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice, you'd say he sounds kind of...
if it affected his voice, hoarse.
Yeah. Okay. And if you go like that, you say you have a...
cough.
And